I don't believe it.
What?
It's episode number 8.
Hallelujah.
We have passed the number 3 episode, and we thought we would not even make it to number 8, but here we are.
Yes. So we welcome you, folks.
We welcome you to episode number 8 here at God Is At Work podcast. This is Pastor Rodney Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn. Uy.
We are so happy you can join us. And keep praying for us because, you know, doing a podcast is a lot of work, but we are enjoying it.
It's a lot of work because we're talking. Is that a lot of work?
Well, actually, for us, it's natural because we talk a lot. Of it.
Yes, that's right. It's so hard to
It's not
stop
necessarily
talking.
Stressful for
You know,
us.
My doctor told me?
What?
Because I have a vocal fold problem.
Sounds terrible.
She told me that I'm allowed only to talk 1 hour a day.
So basically, you only have about 20 minutes left.
I've been talking. I talk in my sleep also.
Really?
No, not really. I'm just joking.
How'd you know? I listen to myself while I'm awake.
So, Rodney, what are we going to talk about today?
Let's talk about you talking while on your sleep. No, we got a nice topic for you guys. This is actually a suggestion from our listeners over
but,
the internet.
But does this topic also, did that also enter your mind?
Yes, it has. But you know, we can, one thing about this podcast, we can talk about anything under the sun. So it has probably, you know, passed my mind. But since somebody brought it up, we're going to talk about it today.
Hey, you know what? When I ask Pastor Rodney this question, does our topic still enter your mind? I held his shoulders, faced him to me, because I'm sure, just like me, I just want to know. God still answer prayers.
That's right. And that's our topic for this podcast. Does God still answer prayers? Okay, God.
Do you answer prayers?
Speak to us right now, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bolts of lightning and thunder.
Yeah, but this is a serious question.
It is.
We are told in church that if you need something, present your request to God.
Yes, and your petitions to God.
Yes. So now that you present it, you pray, when does the prayer come? And how does he answer prayers?
I think we need an hour and a half to answer all those questions. In church, we are told to pray. Now, a lot of people have different definitions of prayer. They say it's a communication with God, talking to God. And the mere fact that it's called a communication, it means that there is a give and take. Mm-hmm. Someone needs to speak and someone needs to listen. Someone needs to send a message and somebody needs to reply.
Yes.
Unfortunately for us, what happens is we just do all the talking and we don't do any listening. First of all of us are being encouraged to pray. All of us are being encouraged to pray because this is the way that we communicate with God. And prayer is not just about bowing your head and closing your eyes. Prayer is something that you can do even if you're driving, just speaking to God through your mind,
that's
the
wonderful.
Spirit. You know,
yes.
You don't have to do any ceremonies.
And you don't necessarily have to be in a certain place.
Right.
And then
because that's
start
how we were
praying.
Brought up. That's how we were brought up. You
yes.
need to go to a building to pray.
Yeah.
But that's not the way. I mean, God is everywhere.
So now you're setting now the foundation.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's right.
So now we're talking to God and we're praying to God. Now, the mere fact that it's a communication system or there's a communication happening, what we should first do is, of course, God already knows our prayers, but he just wants us to talk to him about it.
That's right.
But what happens after that is we shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
We shut it off.
What do you mean?
We pray, and then we shut it off. We shut off our radio. We shut off the telephone.
We don't listen anymore. Okay.
Because oftentimes, God wants to say to us something, but we do all the talking, but we don't do any listening.
Yes. So, well, out of habit, because we were told, present your request to God. And
right.
So you did, and then now you don't listen anymore.
Right.
So you mean to say, Pastor Rodney, that as soon as you have prayed, there is a moment of stillness and then you listen?
Not just about listening. It's also about opening your heart.
And then also there's opening your scripture.
That's right. And just asking the Holy Spirit to guide you. Because, you know, God can answer prayers different ways. Well, first and foremost, it's in the Bible. A lot of my prayers have been answered because of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Circumstances also. A council of, you know, people of wisdom and authority.
Yeah.
A lot of things. Even in dreams. You know, I'm not saying that God doesn't work in dreams anymore. But
he does.
You know, there are times we're in.
But it doesn't happen to me.
Well, you know, it happens in different circumstances and for different people.
Yes.
But, you know, just to let this out in the open, what happens here is that we just do all the talking, we don't do any listening. So we say, oh, maybe God doesn't answer my prayer. How can you even say that he answers your prayer? You're not even listening to the answer.
Okay, I'll give you a situation.
Mm-hmm.
A certain woman requests to God,
mm-hmm.
for example, for a job.
All right.
If it's a job that she does not define,
mm-hmm.
does that mean that God will answer her prayer? Because some preachers say that you have to be specific about your prayers,
right.
Describe to God the prayers. Now, let's say that the woman now specifically presents to God her request.
Right.
Now, the point that I'm driving at here is this. And people out there, please listen very carefully. God is not like us.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't think the way we think.
Mm-hmm.
His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And what we think is good for us, and because we are so human,
mm-hmm.
God knows far, far better than we know, because he already knows. He's omnipotent.
Mm-hmm.
He knows all things. He knows the danger that lurks everywhere. And we may probably be so
limited
in our thinking that we don't know, because we only expect the answer the way our heart expects the answer to be, right? So now, if you have presented your specific request to God,
mm-hmm.
you can wait. But Rodney, the answer could already have
been given,
and you're still waiting for that specific description of your prayer.
Right.
So does God answer prayers? Yes. Just open your eyes, because God has already probably answered at that moment, and then you're just missing it out.
Right. It reminds me of a story in the Bible about Jesus, when this rich young man asked Jesus about, Jesus, how can I enter the kingdom of heaven?
Yeah, tell me.
And then the young man said, I've kept all the commandments. Mm. I've done all of these things. I've tithed and everything. I followed everything. So
what was his question?
He wanted to reach heaven. He wanted to be in heaven.
How can I enter
the kingdom of heaven, or heaven?
So that's a prayer request.
And that's his prayer request.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus said, well, sell your stuff, all the things you own.
Because
give
he's
it
wealthy.
To the poor. Because he's wealthy. Give it to the poor and then follow me. What happened next was this rich young man started being sad. Sad because it was not the answer that he was expecting. He was probably expecting, oh, great, you know, you did all these things, man. You're worthy enough to come into and to heaven and just be with me. But he was expecting that, but Jesus said something else. And that's the same thing with our prayers. Sometimes
yes.
we expect an answer from God, and yet God has something else as an answer. And then we just say, well, I don't think God answered my prayer. He does.
Yes. But see, if God answers, the answer doesn't necessarily mean always a yes.
Yes. Because people think that God has answered my prayer. They always equate answered my prayer as yes.
But the answer could be
no.
No. Or wait.
Or I have something better for you.
Yes. Yes. Another option. Yeah.
We're going to be talking more about this very interesting topic. We'll just take a break. We'll be right back.
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us. We are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Welcome back. You've heard the cha-cha-cha music that we like to just, you know, put in our podcast just to keep you guys awake.
Is that a sin?
No. What, cha-cha?
Yes.
Oh, no. I like cha-cha. I dance cha-cha sometimes.
Oh, okay. I thought that's
But that's another people. Podcast.
Okay.
Anyway, going back to our topic, does God answer prayers? You know, one of the things we need to understand is that when we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and we let him in our life, we are also giving him the keys to the house. It means that he's in control of our life. And the same thing with our prayer. When we offer to the Lord our prayer, we are saying, Lord, this is our prayer. We're handing it to you. Do what you must.
That reminds me, Brother Rodney.
Okay.
This is what I was going to tell you earlier. When Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, remember that Gethsemane prayer?
Yes.
He said, Father, if you could let this cup go.
Yes.
That was his prayer request.
Yes.
But he knew in his heart what God wants him to do. See, he will go through a struggle, and it's going to be a terrible experience. Mm-hmm. But you know what he said? Mm-hmm. But not my will, but yours be done.
And that's what happens when we pray. We say, Lord, this is my prayer. I'm praying for this job. I'm praying for my partner. And Lord, this is for what I think is good. But if this is what you want me to do, I'll do it. If not, then I'll wait. Or if you have something else that's better for me, then fine and good. But all I'm saying here is I'm opening my heart to you, Lord God, today. And I'm telling you my prayer. I'm offering it to you. And I'm just waiting for your answer. Is it a yes or a no? Is it a no or a go?
Hey, in Jeremiah, God's purpose for us is to always to give us a hope.
Yes.
And a future.
People think that Jesus is a genie. Uh-huh. That when you ask for a wish, you know, your wish is my command. No, it doesn't happen that way. Because most of the time, the things that we think is good for us is not necessarily
for us. And it's always, God is always going to protect us.
Yes. And Although if we are persistent, he might just let go of
it
these
happens.
Things, and then we're going to learn our lesson the hard way.
And on hindsight, Pastor Rodney, I had so many prayer requests. They were foolish because I was a young Christian then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on hindsight, I'm glad the Lord didn't answer my prayers. It would have been very
really?
Destructive. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, a lot of our prayers may seem very important. And I'm sure there are. That's the reason why we're praying about it.
Mm.
But you know, guys, what we need to think about is that God knows more than what we know. And he knows what's best for us. He already knows our future. He already knows what's going to happen. And all you need to do is just trust him.
Yes.
Now, there's nothing wrong opening to him our wants. Because a lot of people say, you know, you don't open things, especially earthly things. Lord, I'm praying for a car, I'm praying for a house. There's nothing wrong opening that up to the Lord and praying for that to the Lord. But what you need to do after you say that prayer is let that prayer go and let God take care of it. And all you need to do is just wait and just listen to the Lord.
Yes.
When he says, I'm sorry, Rodney, I'm not going to grant that. Well, what you need to tell yourself is, you know, you don't need to just, you know, sulk and say, oh, Lord, why not, you know?
Yeah, and but, the Lord doesn't love me.
Yeah, he doesn't love me. He doesn't answer
prayer.
Or the
Lord doesn't answer my prayer.
And that's what happens, you know? People decide not to go and be faithful to God because their prayers are not answered.
You know why? If prayers aren't answered the way we want them to be, we expect God to be a genie.
That's what happens.
My wish.
But
your wish is my command, you know?
You know, God is not like that. God knows what's best for you and for me.
Yes.
That's why in Proverbs chapter 3, it says, I trust in the Lord, or trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That's what happens. When we start leaning on our own understanding,
that will destroy us.
It will destroy us. But if we trust in the Lord, the one who knows everything about us, yes. who has plans to give us hope in the future, to prosper us, who already knows what's going to happen in the future, then you got to believe in Him.
Yes. Boy, He knows we can destroy ourselves.
You know, life would be much easier. Our prayer life, Christian life will be much easier if we start just depending on Him.
So I can still pray?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Does God, so to answer the question, does God answer prayer? Yes.
He still does.
He does answer prayer, and He loves the prayer of His people. He loves listening to His children because it is through the times of prayer that He communicates. He communes.
Yes.
With His children.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's a communication. It's not just us talking to God, but also God talking to us,
okay.
telling us what we need to do.
Yes.
And every day we're being taught, we've been told, pray, pray. And because, you know, you need to have that hookup in heaven.
Yeah. You know, Brother Arnie, it looks like we're talking about material things mm-hmm. here, temporal things. But you can also ask the Lord for wisdom.
Yes.
Right? And this is something that you don't see to happen, but you will experience this. And you also ask for instructions.
Yes, that's true.
What am I supposed to do for the day?
Yes.
You also ask the Lord to just lead you for decision making. You know, there's so many abstract things that we can ask the Lord for.
But it's
as well.
It's about the, we're talking about the attitude. Mm. Regardless if you're praying for material things, whether you're praying for wisdom, you're praying for sickness that wants to be healed, it's all about your heart. It's all about your attitude towards prayer. And the attitude towards prayer is this: Lord, I'm praying this to You. I'm opening my heart to You. I'm telling You what I need and what I think I need. But Lord, You decide. Let me know what's best for me.
But that kind of attitude is based on a foundation of faith.
Yes.
Meaning to say that if you pray with faith, it means to say that you're believing that God hears you.
And that's all about faith. That's the whole point about faith. Faith is defined as believing in something with all of your heart. So if you believe that God takes care of His people, His children, if God knows what He's doing, then, you know, you got to trust Him.
Yes.
I remember before being a pastor, one of my struggles, because I had a calling early 2000, mm-hmm. actually late 1999, and for 2.5 years I ran from my calling simply because I had plans of my own. I had mm-hmm. these prayer requests. I wanted to be a CEO of a company, all of these things. But I came to a point and prayed. I said, Lord, I'm going to give You my plans. I want Your plans to be my plans. Mm-hmm. I want Your dreams to be my dreams. And ever since I prayed that prayer, somehow the Lord just is like telling me, you can trust Me, Rodney, with your life.
Yes, and now here you are.
And now, you know, whatever happens in my life now, I depend solely on God. And yes, I fall at times.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's one thing about having a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's great.
You just grow every day.
Uh-huh,
you just learn every day.
Oh, so, this relationship, again, it goes back to a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
It all boils down to that. You can't pray to God if you don't know who God is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk to God if you don't even have a personal relationship with that God or with God. You cannot offer, you know, your petitions to Him if you have no faith in Him. And it all boils down to a faith relationship, not a religious relationship, not a denominational relationship with God. It all boils down to a relationship based on faith. And let me ask you right now, brother, sister, you're listening to us over the internet with your iPod. Do you have faith in God? Do you have faith in Jesus Christ? Do you know that He can do great things in your life? A lot of people may have discounted the fact that maybe God doesn't exist. But let me ask you right now, do you believe that God exists? If you do, then are you praying to Him? And probably you've been praying for Him for so long. Maybe it's because you're praying the wrong prayer. I'm not saying that you're not opening yourself to God, but maybe what you need to pray right now is a prayer of acceptance first. You need to have that link up, that hook up with Jesus first before you open up any kind of prayer. So let me ask you to pray this prayer with me, a prayer of accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. Just close your eyes and bow your head wherever you may be. Just pray this prayer, just sincerely, with all of your heart. Just pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I understand right now that even before I pray for something, I need to ask you in my life. Lord, I'm going through a lot today, and I need direction in my life. So right now, I make a decision, not to join a religion, but a decision to ask you in my life so that I can make you my Lord and Savior. In doing that, Lord, I commit to you everything in my life, my dreams, my ambitions, my hopes, and my plans. Lord, it's not anymore about me. It's all about you. So today, Lord, take control. And as I pray, Lord God, right now, that whatever I open up to you, I offer it to you, and I will await for your answer. And whatever the answer may be, whether it be a yes or a no, I will accept it simply because you know what's best for me and know that you have plans that are far better than what I think is better for me. So thank you, Lord God. And I pray that today will be a start of a beautiful relationship with you. Well, times will be tough. There will be problems. But Lord, I'm sure that in the midst of all these things that I'm going through, you're with me. And I'm trusting in you. And I will obey, Lord God, for whatever you will tell me. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. If you just pray that prayer with me, expect great things from the Lord. Oh, yes. Truly, God is good and faithful. So,
wow, that's a beautiful, powerful prayer, Rodney.
To answer the question, Sister Evelyn, does God answer prayers? Yes, He does.
All the time.
All the time. All you need to do is just listen and follow and obey because He knows what He's talking about.
And remember, have faith.
Well, that's episode number 8. Tune in next week for another exciting podcast here at God is at Work. This is Brother Rodney Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn Uy.
See you again.
All right, bye.
Bye.